The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
We find ourselves in peak renewal period with some 500,000 health insurance members facing a price hike on their new policy. And to help us navigate everything and get the most bang for our buck, I'm joined in studio by health insurance expert with TotalHealthCover.ie, Dermot Good. Dermot, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, 500,000 people will have got the letter in the post.
Exactly. Last week, actually, about 500,000 people got those renewal letters. And unfortunately, Pat, for most of them, they're seeing increases of anything from 6 to 10%, depending on the plan. To put that into monetary terms, most families, anything from, or even couples, from 90 to 640 euro, depending on the plan that they have.
Of an increase.
You see, people need to be very careful, Pat. We hear the insurance companies talking about these average increases, 2 or 3%. But the average really is meaningless. It depends on the plan you're on. Some of the plans are going up 8 to 10%. So, for example, a retired couple on the old VHI Plan B options, which is called Health Plus Extra, they pretty much have to find an extra nearly 400 euro for the renewal now.
And that's what you have an alternative to offer them.
We do, yes. there's plenty of alternatives, you know. And there's 340 alternatives. I mean, I'd even say, Pat, right now, to any of your listeners, and there's thousands of your listeners on that plan, the old Plan B options, like, they should check out the old Plan B with VHI, which is Health Plus Access. That'll save that couple 400 euro each. And if they don't mind taking on a small excess, which we've often talked about, which is 75 per claim, they should check out the Health Plus Excess scheme. Right, so it's a minor variation. It's exactly the same as Plan B. They just pay a 75 excess. Now, Pat, that couple can save 620 euro each and potentially stay with VHI. But there are minor differences. That's the only thing.
It's great to have you here and you tell them that. If they're at home trying to figure all this out, what do they do?
Well, two things, Pat. What I would say straight away, and actually this is a positive trend, we are getting more and more sons and daughters, other, you know, let's just say trusted relatives, who are basically saying to the elderly parents, we're going to do this for you. And they have them on the phone, and they phone the insurance companies with them, and they actually get the parents to tell the insurance company, I want you to put Joseph or Mary as an authorised contact on my policy, which means the insurance company will discuss their cover with them.
Okay.
And now the sons and daughters, who are really good at probing, challenging and asking all the good questions and who understand the jargon and who know mum and dad's requirements, they're doing it for them, and they're switching and saving lots of money. So if you're not confident enough to do it yourself, get somebody who can help you.
Now, when I saw 500,000 people are getting their renewals now, I was just wondering, how many people actually have health insurance of our population?
2.27 million people.
What?
In that
2.27 million people?
Exactly. 46% of our population. Now, we're still below the peak, which was in 2008, where it was just under, I think it was 2.3 million was the max. So we're getting closer to that. And Pat, the interesting thing is 50% of people who have private health insurance, They state in all the surveys, it's because they don't trust the public system. They are afraid of waiting lists. Not even about the private room or choice of consultant. It's about getting in straight away. And that's, I suppose, it's a very poor indictment on our public system, in which we pump billions into, that people now, and with the age loadings that have been brought in since 2015, people now are forced into the private system to avoid the loadings.
Now, kids, you imagine if a kid has a problem, they can go into the paediatric hospitals and they'll get sorted. Does insurance help them at all?
It does. It does, Pat, on three fronts. So, first of all, here's some of the myths. People think that kids are free in the public system. They're not. Every child, unless they have a medical card, will be charged 80 euro per night. So you can get children, by the way, free with Leia Healthcare from the 1st of January for the second and subsequent child. But even right now, Irish Life have a fantastic offer on their nurture plan, €171. Now, if that child ends up in Temple Street for an emergency appendectomy, that child or the family will be charged €800. If they have health insurance, fully covered. So this thing of the public system being free for children, absolutely not. Second thing is, people think that children don't go on waiting lists.
Just bring me back to the Temple Street thing. €800, is that based on 10 days in hospital, or is it based at 80 euros a night, or is it, do you pay for the procedure?
No, just 10 days in hospital. So the most you'll ever be charged is 800. But Pat, if I have three children, I'm on the hook technically for €800 per child per year in any public hospital. People have this idea that it's free. And when you think of what you can can, you know, the cost for health insurance for children, definitely worthwhile putting children.
Can a child jump the queue?
Yes, they can. And here's another myth, right? So, for example, health insurance for children is not about accommodation. It's about access. So if I have a child who needs a tonsillectomy, they may wait 6-8 months on the public system. If I go privately to an ENT specialist and pay them their €200, more than likely I can get into 2 to 3 weeks and have my child's tonsillectomy sorted using my health insurance.
So even in the overburdened children's hospitals, we heard Deputy Kate O'Connell talking about A&E and Crumlin recently, that these consultants have private bed space. They have access to the theatres and to the beds.
They can still treat private patients. And even in fact, what's happening now, Pat, to take up the slack on this, is that a lot of the private hospitals now, like the Beacon and the Hermitage and these hospitals, they are now taking in children at a younger and younger age for minor day case procedures and things like tonsillectomies.
Now, we've so many questions from our listeners, but just some general things, first of all. Are there changes in any policies that we need to beware of that, you know, you might need it, but suddenly it's gone?
There are. And one very important one now, Pat. So, psychiatric cover. People who have long-term serious psychiatric, let's just say, issues, they need the 180s, the 6 months cover in any 1 year to go into the likes of St. Pat's or St. John of God's and so on. VHI is making a change. So on their old Health Plus Extra, you still have the 6 months cover. But on the old, let's just say, Plan B, Plan B Excess, Parent and Kids, these plans, they are reducing the psychiatric cover from 180 to 100 days. All I'd say to those members, to be fair to VHI, they're making it very clear in the renewal documentation. But if that benefit is important to you, you will now have to pay considerably more to keep your 180 days. So watch out for that.
Now, if I'm making a call to one of the call centres operated by the insurance companies, can I simply make a list of everything I want? Like, I want a semi-private bed or a private bed. I want to be covered for orthopaedic. I want to be covered for psychiatric. I want to be covered for counselling. I want GP cover, you know, and will they give me my list of options? And I mean, especially if I say I want the cheapest.
Well, Pat, what you just described, we would advise people to do just that. I mean, literally, so for example, we're going to throw out some names now of alternative plans for your listeners. We would say to people, now phone up the insurance company, ask for that plan, and now keep them on the phone, and now tell them everything that's wrong with you, everything that's important to you, every procedure that you've had done in the past, every consultant that you want to go to and so on, and ask them to confirm, is it covered, yes or no? But keep them on the phone. You do not want to be reading through this documentation to try to figure that out, because you will need counselling afterwards, Pat. That's how you keep them on the phone to go through this with them.
Some plans will pay direct for services like a scan, and others you have to pay for the scan and then apply to get the money back.
Yeah, and this is one of the really good things with private health insurance. So MRI scans are pretty much covered fully on all the good mainstream policies. But Pat, you must check with the insurance company to make sure the scan centre you're going to is on their full cover list. If it is, you produce your membership card and they pay that. And Pat, there's another thing. You mentioned children. Children wait 3 to 4 months on the public system to get an urgent MRI. If you've got private health insurance, they can go into a private hospital, get their MRI done tomorrow or the next day. You know, so it shouldn't be like that, but that is the system we currently have.
Okay. Any special offers, you know, discount, if you're, say, new to insurance, are they saying, you know, come to us?
Well, there are. So here's what the corporate plans, Pat, that we always talk about are still phenomenal value. Okay. And I would urge all of your listeners, if they're not on a corporate plan, by the way, forget about the name. You can join any plan that's on the market. So, for example, right now, the PMI 3513 with VHI, the 4D Health 2 with Irish Life, or the Simply Connect Plus scheme with Laya. They are probably three of the best semi-private corporate plans in the market that anybody can join. They're all under €1,300. Laya, though, have a very good offer from the 1st of January. So anybody who's got, let's just say, more than two children under 18, they can get the second child free for the next year, second and subsequent child. Because, Pat, I know the last time we spoke, there was a listener who had seven children under 18. They phoned Leah because and they got six children free of charge. So if there's anybody out there, I suppose, let's just say, with that, let's just say, family size, definitely worth looking at. Irish Life have another great offer, €171 nurture plan for children. So there are still very good offers.
The cash plans?
Yes, Pat, this is really interesting. Now, it's funny, when health insurance rates start going up, we get more inquiries regarding dental cover from the likes of D-Care, or we get more inquiry about these cash plans from HSF. So what I'd say to you, for young people who have €500 to spend, which gets them the most basic health insurance plan, they should look at, for example, a cash plan from HSF. By the way, Pat, these haven't gone up in 3 years. I think this is their 70th anniversary in this country. Most people don't even know they exist. Check out the One Scheme 3 with HSF, or basically check out the Healthy Smiles Level 4 scheme at D-Care. They're all basically in around that money. Fantastic cover for dental and other expenses.
Okay, some of the questions coming in for Dermot. Dentist told me I would need root canal, which would cost about €650. What's my best option to cover it? Would I be excluded now that I know I have to have the treatment?
Well, here's the interesting thing. No, believe it or not. So I would say to that person, absolutely. Now, here's, well, there's a little catch, Pat. So if they phone up, for example, Decare Dental, the Healthy Smiles Level 4, that plan, now they will get fillings and all that stuff covered after 3 months. They have to wait 12 months before the root canal and crown. After that, they will get cover.
But even if it's already diagnosed?
Even if it's already diagnosed. Not like health insurance, 5-year pre-existing. On the cash plans with HSF, Pat, once they're on the plan 3 months, they can claim money back on that. So they definitely need to join one of those plans. By the way, root canal and crowns, no cover on any health insurance plan whatsoever.
On any health, and you have to go for a special.
You need to go for the cash
plan.
Plans with HSF or the Decare Dental plans.
My 85-year-old mother and I are both on Leia's Total Health Complete Renewal 1320. My mum had a heart concern and surgery in the past, and my priority would be orthopaedic cover for me. I've been on this plan for a few years. Could you recommend a new supplier or a plan? Ideally, would like to spend $1,200, but do not want to lose any cover. That's from Kelly.
Well, the good news for Kelly, first of all, Pat, I think that's their current rate. That plan right now, the Total Health Complete, has now gone up to 1,445. But they should phone Leia and ask for a plan called Simply Connect. 1,230, so it'll hit their budget bang on. And Pat, it's actually a better plan in our view than what they have. So no disruption in benefits. Simply connect with Leia.
I'm 62, good health. I haven't had health insurance before. What would be the best policy for me? I'd like to have a policy that includes counselling and physiotherapy. And if my partner was to be included in the policy, what would be the best for both of us? That's from Deirdre in Cork. No insurance to date.
No. So I'm going to give Deirdre the good news and the bad news. The good news is there are plans there that gives her exactly what you need. So three very quick plans. VHI company plan plus level 1.3. This will probably all be podcasted, Pat, after, so people don't get these names. Company plan plus level 1.3 with VHI, 4D Health 2 with Irish Life, or that Simply Connect plan with Leia. Three super plans. However, they're over 34 on joining. They're going to be hit by these age loadings, which are going to be quite significant. They're going to have a loading, Pat, each of about 50% on the premium. But still, I would urge them, if they need that cover, get on cover and check out those three plans.
I'm 70 years of age. I've received my medical card. I'm on Simply Connect with Leia Healthcare. Would you ask Dermot if medical card cover is sufficient at my age? My renewal is due in January and the price has gone up.
Pat, I would say to this person, do not give up their health insurance. So the medical card and health insurance, completely separate things. All the medical card does is it gives you public hospital treatment for free, and obviously free GP and medication and so on. But you still are subject to all the waiting lists. And that medical card, as we all know, could be withdrawn, you know, at any renewal. I would say to this person, do not give up their health insurance, because once they're out past, they'll be subject to all those waiting periods. So keep the health insurance, but make sure, I think they're on the Simply Connect with Leia, keep that plan in place.
We have our daughter, aged 35, on one plan, 250 with VHI. She has a medical card, also has an intellectual disability and well-controlled epilepsy. We have an excess of 250. Should we remain on this plan for her?
Pat, it's not my favourite plan because of the excess of 250. And there's also 40% shortfalls in orthopaedics in that plan. I would suggest two alternatives for this member. Either the VHI PMI 4015, okay, which is €1,050. The excess now goes from 250 to 75. And the other one then, Pat, is the one I just mentioned, the company plan plus level 1.3. So even though this member has a medical card, they, Pat, might still have to pay privately for physiotherapy, consultants' visits and so on. So I definitely would be suggesting they upgrade their cover if they can.
On Dermot's recommendation, I moved to Health Plan 16.1 with Irish Life Health a number of years ago. Is this still a good plan or should I change? It seems a little pricey now. My policy renews on the 31st of December. Professional male, 40s, good health. That's Dara in Blanchardstown.
Dara is spot on. It is still a superb plan, but Pat, has increased last year, this time last year, 1,303. Now it's 1,401. So I'm going to give Dara two options. If he doesn't mind a small change to his excess, in other words, instead of paying 75 per claim, pay 150, superb alternative with Irish Life, 4D Health 2, and he'll get his premium down to 1,277. However, if Dara wants to spoil himself and wants a private room, which I would like, I would suggest to Dara, check out 4D Health 3. It's an extra €80, Pat, but he's got much better cover. So either 4D Health 2 or 4D Health 3, but really good cover still in place. Stay with Irish Life.
Is there any insurance I can take out for my daughter who's living and working in Thailand? I'm insured with Irish Life Health. That's from Ursula.
Yes, and Pat, this is coming up now more and more. We're getting people, their kids are travelling abroad on sabbaticals and so forth. I would recommend VHI International Cover.
Another one here. I'm recently retired. I'm thinking of spending 6 to 8 months in Spain. What do I need to do about my health insurance? Will my policy cover me? That's Phyllis in Cork.
Yeah, and what I'd say to Ursula about her daughter in Thailand, definitely we like VHI International Policy. Superb cover, and they can transfer back onto VHI Domestic Cover when they return. The person going to Spain, and I envy them, but Pat, this one is not so straightforward. They can look at the VHI International. The one thing to be careful of is their policy in Ireland. You're supposed to be here for at least 6 months of the year. I would make sure they have the EHIC card. They might even take out cover locally in Spain.
Okay, but the health service in Spain may be good. The public health service, I don't know.
It's actually very good. It is really, really good. So if you have the EHIC card, you're entitled to public hospital treatment in Spain. And by the way, on their domestic health insurance cover, they do have 100,000 worth of cover, but for any one trip up to 6 months.
A couple of quick things. Ask Dermot about VHI optical benefit.
Now, well, VHI optical benefit is included on most of their corporate plans.
Could you get laser surgery, for example, on it?
No. Now, Pat, here's the thing, right? And any of that type of laser surgery, normally what happens is that could be $3,000 per eye for that type of surgery. Usually you'll get a discount with some of the Main Street providers if you have health insurance. But if you have, let's just say, a good corporate plan, you might get up to 150, 200 euro back each year. But Pat, some of those cash plans we mentioned from HSF, they will cover up to the policy limits all types of optical surgery as well.
All right, Dermot, so many questions coming in from our listeners, and of course each case is unique because different conditions and different ages and so on. But the main thing is the advice again, call your insurer or the various insurance companies and...
Pat, basically when you're on, just simply say, I want you to find the closest equivalent to what I have that's less expensive. And two other things, check out your corporate plans for me. I don't mind taking on a small excess, and keep them on the phone.
Dermot Gourd of TotalHealthCover.ie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat,
for joining us.